Hey, there you are. Thought I recognized that glorious head of hair of yours from the back. Are we still on for tonight? Yeah? Just checking. Your parents and sister are still going away, right? So we can game all afternoon and evening long. Right? Say yes, because I've been waiting for this day for weeks now. I'll still have to scurry home at like 10 p.m., but it's not a big deal. The real question is, how many snacks are we bringing back from 7-Eleven to your house? I want to feel that energy rush when I'm chugging those sodas. I'm thinking it's an Apex Legends kind of night. Controversial take, I know, but I've got a good feeling that we can get multiple dubs tonight. Dare I say, mayhaps even double digits. Huh, ye have little faith. Remember, you've got me on your team, and there's no delay between us for call-outs. If you want, I can help move the extra PC beside yours so we can even peek on each other's screens. Hey, that's not cheating per se. It's helping each other to have an unfair advantage. Look, we aren't the most cracked out players in the field. Okay, one more glass and then it's time. I'm gonna dump my books in the locker so we can fit more treats into my backpack on the way to yours. It's genius, right? All right, see ya. Wait for me at the gate. Don't forget me or I'll be mad. Bye. Please. Oh, please, please, oh God, please. Oh, I can do this. Don't choke, don't choke. Oh, I know he's in there. Grenades. Stop camping and hiding from me. You know you want my bullets to go through your body. Oh, baby, let's go. We are the champions. No time for losing, cause we are the champions for the seventh time tonight. Oh, we got a mode on them. Come on. That's right. I got that for free, baby. From leveling up and you spent your dollar bills on it just to get it. God, we're kind of rolling and smoking tonight. Oh, shit. Is that the time? It's 10 p.m.? What? How many games did we end up playing? Oh, my God. No, yeah. It's fine. I'll be fine. I'm only 2 blocks away from you. I can survive, I promise. I have to go now or I'm gonna get hung, drawn, and quartered by my very mother. Wait. No, that was the game, right? Is everything alright? No, actually, by all accounts, it is not alright. I can't get home. God damn it. Okay, promise me right now you won't tell anyone. Pinky, promise me right now. All right. I've never told anyone this before, but thunder and lightning freaked me out. Like, I'm genuinely terrified of it. Hey, come on, don't laugh. What, you don't believe me? You think I'm making this up? Put your damn head on my chest and listen. Do you think I'm lying now? I don't know what we're gonna do. I can't get home. My parents will already have had a drink and your parents aren't even here. I've been scared of lightning ever since I was young. The way the thunderstorms just, it's so loud and harsh and violent. When the rain pelts against the windows and the wind bashes against them, I worry that they're gonna cave in. I know, it's a ridiculous thing to imagine, but I can't help it. It's an irrational fear for a reason. You can't make logic out of irrational thoughts. I really dislike how loud it is and the flashes. It's frightening. I didn't really know how to bring it up because, well, I've never been in a situation outside of my family that I would ever have to bring it up in conversation. Hey, where did my tough personality go? Hey, easy tiger. Everyone's got their weaknesses. Superman is kryptonite, Batman is bankruptcy, and, well, mine is when the sky gets loud and rumbly. Well, I can at least laugh at it. That's ridiculous. I'm practically fully grown, but it was how I got accidentally raised. I mean, around here, thunderstorms aren't super uncommon, just when it's more, you know, hot outside. I suppose when it's been long enough that I just kind of forget that we have them. I've just really despised them since childhood. I have kitty cats, and well, they always reacted badly to the rumble, so together with my kitty cats, we'd hide under my bed. I would make up a soft, cozy fort for all of us to sit in. At first, I was caring for them, making sure they were okay, but when cats are stressed, they pin their ears back. I don't like the look of distress on them, and I'd worry about them, and, well, I guess the stress just kind of passed on to me. It was like a routine, almost. As soon as we knew it was coming, we'd all huddle up together until we passed out. You can tell when it's coming, a storm. It's so quiet and peaceful, but the temperature just feels wrong and the air pressure too. So, yeah. I know, sounds silly, but that's basically why I'm scared of thunder and lightning. My cats accidentally taught me that thunderstorms are these big, horrible, scary things that you just kinda have to hold out until they're over. I never really grew out of it. I hide in my bed now since, well, I'm too big to go hiding underneath it, and the cats just go under my blankie. Hmm? Kick them out? No, I love them far too much to ever kick them out. They are quite literally coming to me out of everyone in the household for comfort. I think it's the least I could do. So, look. This is crazy, right? But your family is away for tonight, right? So, is there any harm in me asking to stay over tonight? I know, you're not expecting this at all, and we haven't done it before, but just think about it. I'll be gone in the morning before they ever get back, so it's not like they'll be weird and tease you about it. They know me, so even if they do come back early, it's not gonna be weird. We have been best friends for life so far, so yeah, I mean, a sleepover kinda makes sense. The plan for us today was to play video games all night long, and well, it's definitely nighttime now. Huh? I can't go out in that. Didn't you just listen to my whole speech about being terrified, you big doofus? Come on, a little empathy could go a long way here. Put your hand on my chest. See? Still beating like an incredibly fast drum. I wouldn't exactly confess my biggest embarrassment on a whim. It's not like it was relevant to bring up. Oh, yeah, by the way, I'm actually a really big scaredy cat and terrified of the weather outside. Teehee, so quirky. Oh, I'm such a girl. Like, what? You know that's not me. Thank you for letting me stay. I mean it. Yes, I already feel a sense of relief, so thank you. But if I'm honest, I'm still kind of freaking out internally. It's hard. I don't know what I can ask for that isn't too much when, you know, it comes to comforting me. What do I mean? Well, this is weird, and you know I'm not like that, but maybe if you're okay with it, we could cuddle up in bed together. To comfort me, of course, and it's completely platonic. Like, seriously, platonic. I mean it. I am not some weirdo trying to use this as an excuse so you can, like, feel my hips or anything like that. Plus, I am a guest in your house. I wouldn't want you feeling forced to do anything or be icky about it. Please? I'm just having a really hard time right now. I don't really know what else could work. Yeah, like, literally just in your bed. You can be the big spoon and everything, so, like, you're in control of the distance and stuff, and whatever isn't imposing on your personal space bubble. You get in first. Well, it's your bed. Get in there. There. I'll just kinda back up on you. Not like that, you know what I mean. Thank you for doing this. It means a lot. I'll try to relax. It's hard. Huh? You could see me tense up every time there was thunder. Well, I did tell you I'm a big scaredy cat. I don't think I've ever actually been this close to you before. I'm glad we managed to become lifelong friends. Not everyone gets that. The opportunity to make friends like that, but it just happens. I'm glad it could be with you. As annoying as you can be, sending me memes at 3 a.m. and waking me up. I wouldn't have it any other way, though. Can I ask you something? Does it, feel nice for you? To cuddle, I mean, even under these circumstances. I was just curious. This situation's got me thinking of something I read a while back on Reddit. I can't remember it word for word, but it was something along the lines of those two platonic friends. They used to embrace and cuddle each other from time to time. Just when their needs got low and they needed some affection. It wasn't, like, romantic or anything, and, well, I do normally hate physical touch. Just, this feels really nice. It feels peaceful. The story said they had no strings attached and didn't, like, try to crush on each other or anything. Was just two people being absolute bros to each other. Like, would you, perhaps be open to something like this again? Just asking, not demanding. I promise. It's nice to be appreciated from time to time, so really there's no shame in it. Well, I don't think there's any shame or embarrassment from it. We're social beings, so we want to feel accepted and appreciated. I don't know, maybe it's just because I've never had someone wrap their arms around me before like this. It's certainly calming me down. Can you feel my heartbeat now? My breathing is less tense too. You're surprised I've never had someone to do this with before? Hello, who do you take me for? You know, I'm not exactly lucky with boyfriends. I don't have much going for me in the looks department, and, well, I don't dress my figure. I just cover up whenever I can. You are not calling me out right now. I'm allowed to be harsh on myself. Like, don't get me wrong, I will happily gloat about my video game skills and knowledge of useless trivia, but, I'm not so full of myself other than that, and that's okay. Like, life experience and relationship experience, I've got none of it. I'm a total noob, and I can admit it. you'd be a pretty pitiful gal to call your girlfriend. Not your girlfriend, but like in the context of us growing, you know what I mean. I'm young. Anyway, there's plenty of time to fall in love. There's no rush. If anything, I'm just holding out for the next video game release or DLC to come out. That's what really gets me going. I'm actually getting pretty tired. I don't know about you, but that sugar buzz is starting to exit stage left of my system. Plus, the pizza had me stopped. I know, it's gross, not brushing my teeth before bed, but, well, we both have pizza breath, so if I accidentally roll over and breathe all over you, then we're even. Yeah, I'm a lot better now. No, seriously, I am. I really appreciate it. I'm bad at expressing myself, but seriously, I appreciate the shit out of you, and I'd be lost without you around. Could you imagine me hanging out with someone else at school? Absolutely not. 'Twas fate that I tripped and fell on top of you in kindergarten, and, well, the rest is history. I still remember my mom's face going bright red because we hadn't even gone inside the building yet, and there was a kid in tears because of me. Too rambunctious for my own good, she'd say, and try to laugh it off. Is there anything else you could do to help me? Oh no, don't be silly, dummy. You've already done enough. I'm talking above expectations. Not many people would be okay with spooning the other person just because the sky got all loud and rumbly. Was I serious about the platonic offer? Hey man, of course I was. Like I said, we're only human. You have to admit, this feels pretty nice right now. Or, it does for me. Like, having you rest close up against me and your arm around my stomach and, yeah. I know guys don't always get their words out easily, but I'm comfortable and relaxed and currently stealing your body heat for my own benefit. What more could a gal want? I know life can get stressful or bring you down every so often. That's just what happens. It's important for you to know that you can rely on me. When the world feels like it's against you, you should be able to shrug it off and say, ah, you know what? Even if I ain't got myself, well, damn, I got her. I'm one very happy bean right now, and it really is thanks to you. Say, there is one more thing. If you want. I've seen it online. People say their partners go feral when they do it. Well, would you be okay if you kind of, like, pet my hair and gave me scratches and stuff? Whoa, hey, no, keep doing it. Whoa. I feel like I'm getting tingles all over the back of my head and down my neck. Oh yeah, no, I'm not gonna be awake much longer if you keep this up. Hey, I never said stop. Oh, actually, maybe I should warn you. I sleep like for 10 hours at a time. So, if you think I'm dead and you're about to phone my mom, don't worry about it, it's normal. You have my full permission to rock me out of my coma, I promise. Just promise you won't do any pranks on me, like that silly throw water on their face, or the cheese slice one. As much as it's funny to watch on TikTok, I am not interested in that happening to me. Hey, buddy. Thanks again. Good night. See you in the morning, and if I snore or something, just kick my legs. You can stop playing with my hair if you want. You don't mind? Well, don't mind if you continue then. You'll have to let me return the favor at some point. Just not right this very second.